The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
Good morning and welcome to BizSense Beat, our weekly roundup of the top business stories from Richmond BizSense. I'm Benjamin Dolly, and joining me this morning is BizSense reporter Mike Platania. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Ben.
So first off this week, an industrial complex in South Richmond was the site of the largest real estate deal in the city so far this year. Fill us in on what happened.
Yeah, so two warehouses at the Deepwater Industrial Park sold last week for $40 million. It's a newer industrial development. It's visible off 95 South, just past the city. And the two warehouses, they total about 320,000 square feet. And what's interesting is they're only half occupied. Lowe's has a bit of a footprint over there, but at $40 million, that's the biggest real estate deal the city's seen so far this year. And I think that's indicative of where the whole acquisition market stands and the impact interest rates have had on it. For some comparison, the largest deal in the city last year was $150 million. So curious to see if that gets topped.
And in another high-priced deal for the area, Brooklyn Park Boulevard will be the new home of the Unkindness Art Tattoo Shop. Tell us about that move.
This is a much smaller price tag, but it's still noteworthy. Unkindness Art, that's a tattoo shop that's been on the Arts District since 2015, recently purchased a pair of buildings at the intersection of Brooklyn Park Boulevard and North Avenue for $1 million. That whole Brooklyn Park Boulevard corridor has been pretty steadily gaining steam over the last few years, particularly on the retail and restaurant side. This deal from Unkindness is that one of the biggest, at least in the last few years, that we've seen. So he'll be getting ready to pack up and move there shortly. The owner of Unkindness Art, Teresa Sharp, said they're planning to not only have the tattoo shop, but also open a retail art shop and gallery next door as well.
And over in the Fan, a new rivalry could be forming in the shape of two new taco shops. Who's setting up in that area?
So it's two second locations for different operators, right on Robinson Street in that kind of, I almost want to call it a restaurant row in the Fan. One More Taco is taking over the old Boca Taco and Jacogi spot at 304 North Robinson Street. They're considered a chain now out of Fredericksburg. They've been there for a few years, and they're kind of more of a Honduran-style restaurant. They hope to open in the coming weeks. And then literally directly across the street in the old Mr. Pulpo space at 301 North Robinson is going to be Nuevo Mexico restaurant. Details are a little bit more scarce on that. We couldn't reach the owner, but it looks to be the same folks behind the Nuevo Mexico on Staples Mill that's been there for years, and they've got signs up and looks to be rocking and rolling soon.
And finally this week, a new restaurant is coming to Scott's Addition, courtesy of the folks at Long Oven. Tell us what they have planned.
So it's a couple, Patrick and Megan Phelan. They've had a heck of a busy year in Scott's Addition. They closed Long Oven a few months ago, and they turned that space entirely into Lost Letter, a Italian restaurant that they initially opened, kind of splitting space with Long Oven. Now they're getting ready to open up Lillian, an oyster bar over there at the corner of Lee and Altamont. It's in the new Gem building, brand new development from Capital Square, a local firm. Lillian will be an oyster bar. They told me it's going to be have a full menu, but have a heavy focus on seafood and oysters in particular. They want to source them from both here in the Mid-Atlantic and all over the country, basically. So they're hoping to have that open by the end of the year.
Well, that's all the time we have for this morning. Thanks again to Mike Platania from Richmond BizSense for joining me today. You can read these and other business stories at richmondbizsense.com. You're listening to VPM News.
There are so many issues playing out in RVA. I mean, pretty much anyone will tell you.
There's definitely a lot of poverty.
Finding affordable housing.
Traffic, public transportation.
Climate change and heat islands.
Trying to find childcare in Richmond area.
I'm Rich Marr, host of a new VPM podcast called RVA's Got Issues. Listen to the podcast starting May 22nd.
Do you have issues with RVA?
Haven't found out yet.
Okay, good.